Have you seen the ad on TV with, it's John Madden, it's a spoof.
Oh, yes, the John
Madden, Dale Jarrett, yeah. Christmas album.
Yes, I have seen
that. That's pretty good. It's kind of interesting.
No, but
Not
I would
the album.
It's sort of, it's Christmas Carol.
That's your friend?
Christmas albums. And then Terry Bradshaw, that's the Prophet Master.
Yeah.
Prophet Master doesn't hate this. I figured this out. He doesn't like us.
I don't think he likes, I would song today, he didn't say anything to me.
People who don't know what we're talking about, we have this computer system here called Prophet, like Hal, in 2001.
Right.
It runs everything here, it handles life support.
Runs Del Haney.
Yeah. It pumps fluid into, like, you know, Helmecki's spine and stuff. I mean, it basically
what little spine he has.
Yeah, maintains, you know, most of the things that constitute human life here, and it runs all the, like, most of what I'm saying right now, the computer's making me say.
You're not going to get away with that.
Yeah,
nice try, though.
But it's a big computer system, and it plays the commercials and stuff, and it hates us.
I don't know that the computer really has any feeling one way or the other.
It would kill us if it got a chance.
He may hate us, but the computer, I don't think really has any feeling.
You talking about me, Bruce?
Right.
Aren't you planning to get a different kind of computer? Well, anyway, it's not working right now.
It's working.
They were installing it somewhere else.
It better.
Yeah. That's right. It's gonna. In addition to running the radio station, it's gonna start making chili. But it seems to me anyway. It's called Prophet, and so they've sent a Prophet Master, who's one of the Jedi Knights of the company, here to.
The guy is not a Jedi Knight.
Make the computer work better or something. But he, I noticed he does a lot of his work while we're on the air. And like Bobby is getting moved to, you know, out to Route 6 for 15 minutes during our show today. Really, they're taking him out of there.
What?
During our show for 15 minutes. They're gonna move him someplace.
Well, they're going to move him someplace.
Yeah, he's going to move him
but
someplace.
Just how is he going to run this if they're going to move him someplace?
Maybe the Prophet Master is going to produce our show for 15 minutes.
Well,
I don't
that would
really
be
know.
By the way, do you happen to know offhand if CPTV is running one of those doo-wop specials tonight?
Because he's
because
of
the way he's dressed today.
Yeah.
Nice. He's got that doo-wop shirt. Five satins kind of thing. Maybe the... up to five satins from Connecticut?
Weren't they? Yeah, they're from New Haven, I think.
Yeah.
That's further proof. You know, we were talking about this about 2 weeks ago. Tavis Smiley quit NPR because he said black people don't listen to it. And they're not doing anything to get black people to listen to it. And we're like, oh, really? You just figured out that black people don't listen to NPR? I mean, obviously some black people do. But, I mean, Tavis wanted him to reach out, I think, to the urban listener.
Yeah. Looking like that's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people who work for Connecticut Public Broadcasting have a tremendous affinity for the brothers and sisters. Larry Rifkin?
He's down with it.
They're very, absolutely.
Yeah.
Very down, brother. Anyway, now you got me off the subject. But I wonder how other people feel about this. I mean, it's not something we really need to debate ad nauseum, and maybe we already have. But, I mean, it does seem like Christmas Carols are out of control. I don't even like Rush. You know, he's already started playing that hideous
Mannheim steamroller.
That he, A, can't stop playing, and B, can't shut up about. It's like
he's been doing that for how many years?
I know, but it's like, I mean, get over the fact that you're doing that. No, here's the other thing that I
almost wish a steamroller would run over it.
Did you see this thing that Danny gave us right before we went on the air? I think we need to get this guy on.
Briefly.
He's a language professor in Pittsburgh. His name is Scott Kiesling. And
I'm going to get Scott Sherman on.
And he's published a paper, deconstructing and decoding the word dude, and he says, and this was proved actually in that that movie. Was it called Basketball, the one that the guys from South Park did, where they just had an entire conversation because they were saying the word dude in different inflections back and forth. But the word can be used as a greeting, as in "What's up, dude," or for sympathy, "Dude, I'm so sorry." The word could also be used on its own for surprise or disgust, as in "Dude," or "Dude." The professor says the word...
He's got a paper on this.
The professor says the word can be powerful, allowing people to connect in a way that isn't too intimate. And he says, I do that. Have you noticed that I do that?
What?
Well, I go through periods where I call everybody here "dude."
Yeah.
Because I don't, first of all, know their name.
That is your response when somebody says, "How you doing?"
Yeah.
"Dude."
I say, "Dude." Because first of all, I frequently don't know the name of the person who's talking
exactly.
to me. And if I do know the name, I'd rather not let on that I know the name because that could lead to other kinds of conversation. That could lead to the exchange. I'm gonna experiment with the Prophet Master is just walking around out there. I'm gonna go out and call him "dude" and see what happens.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll work.
But anyway, he says,
"Who, the Prophet Master?"
No, the professor in Pittsburgh says that the use of "dude" is spreading. I believe actually the president used it. Oh, no, it's Rumsfeld used it today when he's talking to the troops.
It's not spreading that much.
They said, Mr. Rumsfeld, excuse me, Secretary Rumsfeld, is there any chance we could get, like, real guns instead of these wooden ones that look like guns, so the pieces of wood that are just shaped like guns? Do we actually have real guns when we go over to Iraq? He says, dude. That was his answer. Dude. Anyway, this professor points to, he says, well, it's spreading. While dude was once reserved for talk between guys, women are now using it. That's true. In my class at Trinity, some of the women say dude. And he points to a new potential problem. Keesling says one of his students insists that dude is no longer cool because it's been used in an academic study. I think dude probably isn't as cool as it used to be.
No, I don't know.
Yeah. We could ask some of our cool listeners. Well, we actually do have a few of them, but they're not listening at 3, probably. Our numbers are 522-WTIC, whether you want to talk about Christmas carols, Secretary Rumsfeld, dude, or any of the other things that will be coming up as we race through this day. 522-WTIC, 1-800-966-WTIC, star WTIC. We also do urge you to come visit us on Friday.
Why are you promoting this?
We do our show.
As heavily as you are.
I want to meet and greet people. I'm in the
no,
mood.
You don't.
I'm in the mood to meet and greet people right now.
This will be a catastrophe. I know it will be.
I don't know.
All of a sudden now, you want to meet people?
I want, but I want the WTIC doctors. I want the WTIC medical staff to be there with benzodiazepam and stuff like that, just in case it turns out I don't like meeting
people. So it's sort of like the Roy Horn kind of deal?
Yeah.
Getting somebody around the cage with a gun.
Right. If anybody starts, like, dragging me around by their mouth or something like that.
Right.
No, I know. I might need to be medicated. It might turn out that I don't like people very much.
Yes, it
but I'm going to experiment anyway with trying to enjoy them on Friday.
This Saturday from 1 to 3.
But it was more respectful.
More respectful to call you a dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, like Dude Rancher. You understand?
Well, sort of.
Well, here's the
rest. Dude, you're not making sense, dude.
Here's the rest of the story.
Right.
I'm really Officer Kenneth Aloysius, and you shouldn't have hung up on me yet.
Oh, no, no, not him, no! Not him again, no, 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 go away, please go away. Oh, God.
Okay, I'm not going to the holiday store.
And if I do go, I'm going to have Hmong bodyguards with me, and if anybody so much as looked at me, they're going to kill them. I've completely changed my attitude towards the holiday store.
All right, you're going to have a good time.
We should talk to James from Hartford.
Do we have time?
No, do we?
Probably not.
30 seconds.
Oh, whoops. Hold on. All right, James, hi.
A Gatling gun, James.
Hi there. How you doing?
Great.
Dude,
yeah. When people call me dude, I just say this. Dude is merely the word dud with an E at the end of it.
You're quite a charmer, aren't you? You're quite a charmer, aren't you?
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Really, I'm very formal and correct. Yeah. I don't like it.
You don't like being called dude?
No.
What would you prefer to be called?
Dud, with an E at the end of it.
Can I call you Sweetie Pie?
No, you can call me Jay.
Can I call you Angel Drawers?
No. Can I call you Colin?
Yeah, you can. Goodbye, dude.
Nothing is more...
The message is that there are known knowns. There are things we know that we know. There are known unknowns. That is to say, there are things that we now know we don't know. But there are also unknown unknowns. There are things we do not know, we don't know. And each year we discover a few more of those unknown unknowns.
Playing an old con game, telling us to be afraid to shoulder his escapade. Treating abortion like a party game, everyone plays charades. Rumsy's on the floor. Oh, Rumsfeld has taken a toll on me. He told us lies too many times before. Around the
course, Johnny Walker, the future of American comedy. The extended dance mix of a Rumsfeld song. And of course, Ronnie did meet with troops today. I don't understand.
John Lennon song is on, the one I like so much.
We were wondering whether we've never done this before, but maybe we should do a little sort of Christmas radio play of some kind.
We already talked about doing a
Christmas carol. a version of Christmas carol or something like that with like Kid Fresh as it goes to Christmas Past and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe a little sort of story of like a modern day nativity.
A modern-day nativity. Yeah. What would that look like?
I don't know. Maybe some listeners would come in and they want to have their baby, like, in our lobby or something. You know?
That wouldn't be new.
The geese from Lake Salhaney gathering around them in the manger.
The 27,000 geese. Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know. Our numbers are 522-WTIC, 1-800-966-WTIC, star-WTIC. I've got, like, a lot of ideas like that. For major projects.
Yes, I'm sure you do. And
flying through my head all the time these days.
Yeah.
For example, today I was trying to figure out if there was a way we could start a dance craze called the Macarena. It would be like a Scottish Puerto Rican dance thing.
Very nice.
Yeah. It would be like a Scottish reel about Puerto Rican liberation. The Macarena.
And if you learned it, you get a reward?
Yeah, if you were like the best Macarena dancer or something, the FBI would give you a reward. It's that kind of thing that I have buzzing through my head all the time right now.
Mm-hmm.
Should we talk to Dave?
You think that's healthy?
No, not really.
Dave?
Hi, Dave. Dave's not here, man.
Apparently, Dave has left the building.
Dave's not here, man.
Yeah.
Lieberman's going to be in the state tomorrow. It's tomorrow, right? He's going to be...
Does he know how to find the state?
He's talking intelligence reform around the state. You have to do that. All right, anyway. So we're going to do Agape Radio.
Yeah.
I'm here to December 25th, anyway.
Good luck.
Okay, bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Shall we take line three?
Dude, yeah.
Oh. All right, here's Jim on a cell phone. Jim?
Yeah, there's a thing I got to say about it. You know, you guys are liberals. I'm a moderate, which is a conservative. I like listening to both of you because then it gives me something to argue with people about.
Yeah.
Is the my fiance accuses me of being confrontational.
Yeah.
You know, I'll argue with anybody about whatever their opinion is.
Yeah.
And usually, because by listening to everybody, I know the other side of it.
Right.
You know,
you just sound like the most fun guy. I wish I knew you better.
I voted for Bush, what can I say?
Yeah.
You know, but then I think everybody in my VFW post did vote for Bush.
Right. Is your fiance being kept like in a pit somewhere? Is she actually able to leave when she wants to and stuff?
Actually, she's a...
You know, like squirting with a hose and stuff like that, and, you know.
She's a nurse practitioner, which is from the state.
All right, that's good. You know? I mean, so she's free to come and go as she pleases.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Free to tell me what I think.
Yeah. I just wouldn't want it to be a situation where you got, like, a shack out in the woods with night vision and stuff like that, you know. She's your fiancé, but she's actually screaming and hoping the FBI bursts in. All right, well, thanks for your call, and call anytime, obviously.
Yeah, spreading joy and making
friends. That's not the guy who was the cop who went to prison, was it?
No.
I'm so not going to the holiday store. They can't make me go. I'll tell you,
finally,
the first person who throws pig's blood all over me, I'm done. I'm all done. All right. Keep in mind, when we're at the holiday store, I want everybody out there to think about this, all right? Especially you sociopaths. You know who you are. It's for the Salvation Army. It's for a good cause. A lot of people depend on it. It's faith-based, okay? It's faith-based. Salvation Army, faith-based. So let's make it go, you know, swimmingly.
I should bring in, I can think of a couple of people this will bring in. When you mentioned Salvation and Army,
yeah.
I mean, that's got to bring them in right there.
Right. So that's the thing. Holiday spirit, spirit of giving, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That spirit of showing up and frightening Colin.
Funny how this conversation has changed in the last
Well, it seems
like
we've kind of had a run of these callers going, well, you know, my fiance says I'm kind of confrontational, you know. I beat up three guys in a bar last night.
Well, you know, maybe.
I like Vasquez's show. He kind of tells it the way it is, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, he does.
Yeah. No, I understand.
No, I don't think you really do understand.
No. So, I mean, some of the callers are frightened. I mean, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
We have to quickly talk to Dan. We've got 40 seconds. Just a,
all right.
It's like a Gatling gun.
Dan?
Just Dan. Hi, Dan.